I'm joined by Osama Menajed, member of the Syrian National Council. Osama, can you sort of give us a catch-up of where we are with Syria? The Arab League had a five-day visit last week, has come up with some sort of roadmap to a peace plan, but the Syrian government has yet to respond. Just sort of bring us up to speed.
Well, yes, the Syrian regime, the delegation of the Syrian regime to Qatar to meet with the Arab League has left Qatar without giving an official response to the Arab League initiative. This has been viewed very negatively by the Arab League, and now they called for a urgent in a meeting for the Arab League on a ministerial level. And the Syrian National Council Secretary General will be there, also present in the meeting, and we'll have long discussions with the Arab League foreign ministers beforehand. Now, with the Arab League initiative and the team that was formed out of the Arab League was very clear in telling the Syrian regime that this is the last attempt by us to contain the situation regionally, to contain the Syria file in the Arab League. If there's no sincere will from your side and solve this issue and responds genuinely to the demands of the people, then the whole file will be escalated in a different direction, and we will have to respond and take this to the Security Council. Syrians obviously are not in favor of this language, and they left and no response, and now we're left with all the options that will determine the case of how the Syrian international community would deal with the Syrian regime on a UN resolution way.
The Arab League has said that has called for tanks to be removed from Syrian cities. As it was saying that, 13 people were killed by some estimates.
Yeah, I mean the Arab League, they had to give a 15 days notice, and this is what was agreed between the Arab League and also the Syrian regime where they promised that things will be put in under control in 15 days and the killing every day in the streets will stop. Very clear, and it's very obvious now to everyone, not only in Syria, not only in the Arab League, but also in the world, that there is no complete control over these unleashed mercenaries everywhere, that they're killing and raping and kidnapping and committing atrocities and crimes. There's no responsibility for the regime, but also because they are giving them a free hand to do whatever. And also, the intelligence services are involved, the army is involved, certain battalions and divisions are involved, the Republican guards are involved. So there has been no development, and there was a Friday called the Friday of the Syrians asked for the international protection of some sort, and the Syrian National Council now is, as we speak, preparing an official request that will be submitted, and we are, working with a world-renowned international lawyers and experts and legal experts on the request from the Arab League, and also the official request will be put forward to the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on their duty to protect civilians, and the full humanitarian intervention file is now being prepared and will be submitted before the end of this week.
Among international experts, there seems to be a general consensus that won't happen. There won't be agreement, and partly because there's a feeling that Syria is heading for civil war. Do you accept that?
Well, this is the narrative of the regime, and if we are going to accept this narrative and sit unfolded watching Syrians being slaughtered in the streets on the rate of 30, 40, 50 a day, is the international community prepared to do this? The answer is no. And we have to do something about it. And there is a duty to protect these civilians, these children and women and men in the streets. Now, obviously, when the Arab League requested from the United Nations, Russia and China would calculate their move a bit more carefully. And we expect them to be on the right side of history now, and also considering their interest in with some of the key Arab nations, not to be jeopardized if they took a veto on the Security Council resolution.
The Chinese have said that the killing must stop and they've called for urgent reforms. Do you see any way through this sort of diplomatically?
No, I don't think the Syrian regime would respond to any diplomatic pressure, to any political pressure. The only thing they would respond to is unfortunately force, and unless they see a genuine and actual serious moves towards getting rid of this regime, and then and only then we'll start to see defections at senior levels, perhaps, and people jumping off the sinking ship of the regime. It is very sad that every day that passes by, and this is now, you know, we have more people killed, more families lost their, more wives lost their husbands, and more kids lost their fathers. Now the Arab League, they get the urgency of the situation, and they said, and the Syrians, also Syrian regime requested even extension to the ultimatum that was given to them, or extended it more than 24 hours, and they said, no, we gave you an opportunity after opportunity, and you wasted that all. We have all, you have all, only 24 hours, which was yesterday, and now today we have no response. So things will certainly take a different shape from now on.
You said that the idea of civil war is the narrative of the regime. Do you accept that there are more defections, that the uprising is turning more violent?
I mean, there are defections in the army and will become part of the Free Syrian Army. These defected soldiers are not accepting civilian volunteers. They're not accepting young, enthusiastic demonstrators who want to take up arms. They said, telling them, no, you have to keep it peaceful. We are going to take care of the army side, or at least protecting certain neighborhoods, protecting villages and cities. And now this is what we are asking the FSA, is to maintain defensive positions and operations, not to launch assaults or engage, but rather secure evacuation passages for civilians when there is a military operation taking place, until these neighborhoods and towns are evacuated to neighboring areas, and then withdraw and do not engage. It is easy to say and hard to execute on the ground, but we really do not want the FSA to engage in offensive attacks on the regime, and we certainly do not see peaceful protesters carrying arms, not even knives. If this situation, if the Syrians had the appetite or had the intention or the will or the belief in turning this uprising into a militarized one or a violent one, this would have been done since April. The coordinating committees and the young leaders on the ground, and all Syrians, frankly, they've proved and they passed test after test that this uprising will remain peaceful, and it will be peaceful, and we're not going to fall in the trap of the regime, which is pushing this whole uprising towards either a sectarian ally or a violent one.
The Syrian Free Army is presumably not taking orders from the Syrian National Council. What are relations like between the council and the Free Army?
Well, the relationship between the Syrian National Council and the Free Syrian Army is now of utmost urgency and importance for us. It is of the, it is the number one item on the agenda in our next meeting, and will be discussed, and the type of relationship that we will have. Obviously, each option we consider has its own pros and cons, but we will certainly need to formulate a position on the type of relationship that we have. This doesn't mean that we don't have contact. We already certainly have contact with them, and there are channels and exchange of ideas and different proposals, but we will formulate a concrete plan on the way to deal with the FSA, or be, you know, the kind of relationship we'll have with them, and this should be announced soon.
Will you be inviting them to your meetings?
This is yet to be decided.
Okay, so thanks very much.
Thank you, appreciate it.